like super married.
Yeah, I'm more married than you are.
So totally almost married.
Because like when you say I have a boyfriend, like, well, let me give you my number.
If that ends, you can call me.
Well, I have this super huge secret crush on Scarlett Johansson, so I'm kind of unavailable right now.
Fingers crossed.
Are her and what's his name separated now?
Who?
Ryan Reynolds.
He just got married. Reynolds.
I don't know.
Probably not ScarJo.
No.
He just got married to Blake Lively.
But I have
like
to.
A secret wedding.
Yeah, the things
I have to. I have to tell you about an elderly gentleman that I came across today who...
came across? I mean, yeah. Like, sprawled on the floor, just like, huh, old man, all right.
Yes,
like, it sounds like you discovered him.
In my travels through the world, yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Obviously,
Blake
Lively, because she's like 12.
Okay. Yeah,
14.
So he's, you know, this elderly gentleman. He looks over at one of my other tellers next to me, and he's like, you know how a woman makes herself look pretty? Oh. By smiling. And I was like, that was kind of a good line. It's kind of a good line. I don't know.
Obviously, you had to observe.
It was in the delivery,
yeah,
and
I
was like this
old,
kindly
okay.
old man. Yeah. Yeah.
He's my age.
I mean,
not
yeah.
Good,
it's not really something that, like, a 20-something could say.
Yeah, I think you saying it, people would just be like, the hell's your problem, man?
You have a girlfriend.
But no, it was pretty...
old man adorable?
Yeah, yeah.
Things are small.
I think so.
Old men always tell me that I remind them of their wives.
A lot of people have that problem.
They're cheap. You can adjust them.
It's my dad's birthday. Did you say happy birthday to him on Facebook?
No.
Friends with him on Facebook?
I don't know your dad. No, I'm not.
You don't know my dad.
No, I'm not friends with any adults on Facebook.
You don't know my dad.
That's just a terrible idea.
So my dad never goes on.
Unless you count my cousins.
I don't make friends with adults on Facebook.
Cousins.
Wheels. It's still weird to me that Wheels is off Facebook.
Ow.
My parents are both on Facebook, and
they are.
Yeah. And very active, and like my dad likes to get in touch with old students of his on Facebook and
don't worry.
See what they're up to these days. And yeah.
Break!
It's cute. See, my parents aren't active. They don't do much of anything. Sometimes my mom sends me pictures of, Oh my God. George Takei?
Oh, things that he posts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She, like, sends me everything he posts. I'm like, Mom, I'm also on Facebook, and I also see these things by myself. But thank you.
But they are all hilarious.
They are funny.
Yeah, that's a really good account. Like, I don't even have to actually follow him, because so many people repost his stuff that it's just I get a free ride. Mm-hmm. If you pull on it, like, this thing...
Is this better? More
effective? Keep going.
Okay.
That's even more.
Now it's, like, too close. Now I feel accosted.
Could you fix her pop filter so it's down? So or she got it.
That?
Yeah, like your pinky's width between the pop filter.
A finger.
And the mic. So, like, as close to the mic as you can get it without touching.
Well, that's a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Is that show back on yet?
Which show?
How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, I didn't know that was a quote from that.
What?
Yeah, I was thinking video games.
No, it's totally on How I Met Your Mother all the time.
Oh.
I mean, I don't play video games. Surprising, I know, but...
I don't play all the video games.
No.
Just some of them.
I don't always play video games.
But when I do, I play Dos Equis.
Sounds like a terrible game.
It is.
Two X's. That's what I should have written in Spanish.
Dos Equis?
Dos Equis.
That's a beer, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should have just listed off all the beers with Spanish names I know.
Corona.
Pacifico.
Oh, this is better.
Modelo.
Modelo, yes. Dos Equis.
Burrito.
That's burrito.
Not a beer.
Yeah, that isn't a beer. That's true. You never know. Maybe it is a beer, like a microbrew in Guadalajara or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good obscure Mexican city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the equivalent of our Walla Walla.
No, that's more obscure.
Or
no, I mean, fun to say.
Sheboygan. Oh,
I guess.
Guadalajara. Though Guadalajara also sounds kind of like it fit in the Middle East.
What the hell are you
jumping off? Guadalajara. Five A's.
I can't take you anywhere.
I like that.
You're useless.
Huh. So, I didn't think of a mic check question.
I didn't either.
Oh, God. Are we going to have to talk about September 11th?
No.
No.
Okay, thank you.
I mean,
we've been...
No,
we don't have to. It's fine.
No, the only thing that I was going to mention about it is a friend, common friend of Adam's and mine from Fest, Laszlo, posted something nice where everyone's calling it an anniversary, but anniversaries are nice things. This isn't nice.
Stop it.
That's it. That's all I had on that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have something that I can use. I don't. It's not super solid, but it's worth at least trying to explain.
Yeah. I was, but first, kind of to get through that note, I was listening to NPR today, and there was just a really interesting story about a guy who did bomb defusing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and. Just hearing his story, he actually wrote a book called The Long Walk, and it was just really cool to hear
about
that.
Oh, I've heard of that book.
Yeah.
Is that it? So it's kind of like, what's
it? The Hurt Locker.
That's the one.
Yeah. Very much like that. I was thinking about that movie while I was listening to his stories.
His deal.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I was thinking today about how, like, there are so many movies and books about 9/11.
Yeah, they all just kind of came out at once.
It's just so strange to me that, like, I have lived through something where, like, once upon a time, this never existed. And then now it's, like, a whole, like, genre of stuff.
It's our President Kennedy.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah. It was a huge historical event, that's for sure.
Well, that was depressing.
More historical all the time. But anyway, what do you have?
So this is a news story that came up that is not streaming related enough to be on the show because it's about the Kindle Fire, where the Kindle Fire has these kind of like middle screens, loading screens, whatever you want to call them, but they're advertisements. So if you buy a Kindle Fire or anything like that, you'll get advertisements from Amazon, among other things. And so with that, now they're actually selling a version that doesn't have it in it. Like, you can opt out by paying $15. But, like, these ads are built in. And I was wondering if it was possible to put a price tag on, like, that little of convenience. Like, people need that extra 3 seconds.
I would do it. Totally.
I'd probably do it.
Yeah. Yep. I would, too. It's just, like, it's interesting that my time is that valuable, but every time I'm using a tablet, I am wasting time.
Yeah, it's like Hulu Plus versus Netflix. Whereas when I watch Hulu Plus at someone else's place, I'm like, what is this? This part of the show, I don't understand it. How is it driving the plot forward? I mean, I see that the Jeep is driving forward, but I don't think this is plot development. Also, I'm pretty sure when they advertised that, they didn't call them ads. They called them features.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredibly deceiving.
And, like,
that's
a whole bunch of people
marketing.
Just made fun of them, and I think they eventually got rid of that because they got so much ridicule for it.
But it's always that same Jeep ad for Hulu where it's, like, realistically, I'm pretty sure that, like, 98% of people who buy Jeeps are going to do 0% of what happens in the commercial.
Yeah.
Do you ever click the, like, is
most
this
people.
Ad relevant to you thing at the top?
I do that on Facebook and say that everything's sexually explicit.
No, but on...
or against my views. Or it's against my views.
No, but on Hulu. Has anybody ever clicked it? Because I want to click it, no. But I don't know. I don't want to then have to, like, think about what kind of ads I do want to see and are relevant to me.
I think I have done that. Like, I think I've gone through a little bit of it to the point where they ask a lot of, like, those phone, phone survey questions. It's like, when was the last time you went to see a movie? How many movies do you see per year? It's just general marketing stuff. It's not too many questions.
I do get excited when they give you the option of watching it advertisement free if you watch this 1 3-minute ad. That's the best.
Have you ever? Yes.
It is. It's so good.
I do like that. Yeah. Just get it out of the way first and then watch your show uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm. Like Netflix.
That is way better. Yeah.
I know that.
Like Netflix already does all the time.
Don't be creepy.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But at the same, I mean, you know, I pay for Pandora and Hulu Plus at this point, so I've kind of just jumped the gun on that.
Do you pay for Pandora?
Yeah.
Oh, I have yet to be.
Yeah, it's like $30 a year or 30-something bucks a year. No ads. And additional skips. And there's no limit on how much you listen to per week.
Isn't there never a limit on how much you can listen to?
40 hours.
Per week?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Because you're signed into an account. So
yeah, but I thought it was like limitless in terms of time. I know it used to be like that.
Now they've...
Oh, or maybe it was 40 hours a month because I had to make multiple accounts.
Yeah, no, they've opened it up a bit. Now it's 40 per week.
Gotcha. Clearly, I haven't listened to it as much as I thought I was. My issue with Pandora is I keep getting the same...
It kind of falls into the same rhythm after a while. 90
songs. Like, I can't... Like, the Disney Channel?
Oh, I literally
hear
that.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I hear Mulan, which I love...
Yeah, both songs. Well, no, it comes up.
I'll make a man out of you and reflections.
Yes.
And then I hear Tangled constantly, which also, good movie, but I hear it all the time. Tarzan, which I hate, and have thumbs downed it like a million times, and they still play the stupid music from Tarzan.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Is it the movie version, or is it like the NSYNC, what's his name version?
Both.
Both?
In Hercules, you get both Go the Distances. And you get both reflections. And you get all types of... Broadway Beauty and the Beast sucks. It sucks.
And so does Broadway Little Mermaid.
It's terrible.
It's
like,
no good.
The Beast, when they sing There's Something There, they make the Beast sound like he is like mentally challenged. It is awful. It's so bad.
That sounds better.
Belle, I have something for you. And she's like, oh my gosh, this is all for me. And he's like, it's all yours. It's really weird.
Echo.
It's so bad. So terrible. So awesome.
Though, as I recall, that was a big library, so I'm pretty sure I'd be tempted to do that too.
Well, I know, but it's just so like, and you know, when you're used to like growing up with like the movie, hearing somebody else's voice, like if it's not Jodie Benson singing Part of Your World, I don't want to hear it.
Oh,
I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that
or
that
Under
does
the Sea does not sound the same and makes me kind of sad.
And then they add in all that extra dialogue crap, and you're like, who's talking? Not necessary.
Ugh.
Not necessary. But that's my issue with Pandora, is you hear the same like 90 songs constantly. I think I just need to make new stations. It's probably my problem.
Or you could, it helps to do the full shuffle where you just mix all of your stations together.
Ooh.
It does open up a little bit.
Hmm.
Though, I know that at home we have an REM station that doesn't play REM.
Ever?
Ever.
That's weird.
Like, interesting. We listen to it for nights on end.
Do they not fall in their own genre?
No covers or anything?
Nothing.
Wow.
That's weird.
It's everything related to, but never gets to them.
Did you spell REM wrong?
No. 3 periods, I got it right. Michael Stipe, what a weirdo.
I tried spelling it H-I-M, and it was really different.
I mean, what kind of music is H.I.M.? I don't even... I've seen that symbol everywhere, but that's all I got.
I don't know.
No, I'm just generally intrigued. Hardcore, okay. Whatever. I was wondering. How do things sound?
Sound good. I think we can move into the episode.
Yeah. I was thinking the same.
Yes.
So this is a good time... Bathroom, if need be. Beverage, if anyone thinks they'll need another one within the next hour. So, beverage, no? Yes? Maybe?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Yep. One of these, please.
Maybe a yes.
Okay. Yes, please.
Thank you, Katie. You're the best. I like every boy.
No.
I'm in love with every boy.
I have a crush on all the boys.
MSG.
What's wrong with you people? You never watched
Arrowed?
Oh, I know what that is.
Arrowed.
Thank you.
Teen Girls Squad.
Oh my gosh, I was with people and we were talking about giving someone a stick and I wanted to quote the G.I. Joe episode.
Give him the stick.
Don't give him the stick. Yeah. But I wasn't with anybody from high school, so nobody would know what I was talking about.
Who wants a body massage?
You'd be surprised how strong the internet is.
Body massage machine.
But I think that since high school, I have lost like all my general cohort of like geeky, nerdy friends. Mm. So, yeah. It's kind of a bummer. It is. I had to ask like 7 people until I got a copy of The Watchmen.
Hey guys, look at me, I'm going so fast. I'll suck!
See, I never got into those at the time, and I haven't found all of them yet.
Shit!
Pork socks. Pork chop sandwiches, get the fuck out of here!
See, I'm pretty sure that's like the one I've seen full.
Help, computer. You didn't you hang out with us that year?
No.
What
really.
The fuck are you kids doing on my lawn?
Oh, what are you kids doing on my fucking barn?
So yeah, you didn't.
No.
Look at all of you in your pretty hats. Oh my gosh. I have them. I have them on my external hard drive. I have all of them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh man.
I assume there's a YouTube channel for them.
Oh, there has to be.
I should think so.
I would hope so.
Yeah. It's classic.
I think I looked back at them and there weren't any like more. Like people just kind of stopped and didn't like redo. I mean, there might not have been that many public service announcements, but they could have redone them, redubbed them in different ways.
Yeah, they could have grabbed scenes really from shows. Any. Yeah.
Maybe that's a job you should do.
Yeah, I kind of suck at that sort of thing.
What?
Creative stuff,
Peter. Come on. Are the two of us?
I'll tell someone else.